A San Francisco federal judge has found the Bakersfield detention facility, Mesa Verde, operated by the GEO Group, guilty of deliberately avoiding testing detainees and staff over fear that the results would require expensive and challenging safety measures. Judge Vince Chabria denounced the conduct of key ICE and GEO officials in charge of operations at Mesa Verde, calling their behavior appalling. The GEO Group did not respond to an interview request by KPFA. Charles Joseph was held as a detainee at Mesa Verde for 11 months.
They don't treat us with respect. I mean, it's just completely dehumanizing, you know? Like, we're in there, the way we're all crammed in there. It's 100 guys in one room with not even space like you. I literally lay on my bunk and I reach my hand to the side and I touch another bunk. The longer they keep somebody on a bed, as long as they feel bed space, they get paid.
Joseph came legally to America in 2000, but went to prison for second-degree armed robbery at the age of 22. Joseph was paroled after 12 years, but instead of being released, he was picked up by a private security company and spent over 18 hours in holding tanks before he was transported to ICE in Mesa Verde. Joseph said he tried relentlessly to make ICE and the detention officials aware of the contamination problem.
Then I began to make a list of all those medically vulnerable in the dorm, in the 100-man dorm that I was in. And then I began talking to all the guys in the dorm and educating them basically about what's happening and, you know, the risk that we are under. And this all fell to deaf ears as far as the staff and those ICE officers that come into the dorm, even the warden. You know, we did a sit-in on the yard. The warden came out, and he gave us some false promises.
Joseph said there is no surprise that there was an outbreak during this time. No one cleaned the dorm where 100 men were housed. Detainees were offered just $1 a day to clean it.
$1 a day. They want to pay people $1 a day. People they took from the street, you know, people who were breadwinners for their families, and because of their immigration status, now you have them in detention for months and years on end, waiting, fighting for their freedom, and you offer them $1 a day? That's just disrespectful, you know? That's how dehumanizing, you know, it's wrong. It's not right at all.
The Committee for Civil Rights of the San Francisco Bay Area was one of the legal teams working on behalf of the detainees. Senior Immigrant Justice Attorney Bree Bernwanger thinks Judge Chabria's decision is just the beginning, exposing the inhumanity of these detention centers. Bernwanger says it's important to confront ICE's lies in court and hold them accountable.
We've been dealing with an ICE that prioritizes arresting and detaining immigrants above everything else. And that's been particularly clear during the pandemic. They didn't want to reduce population levels because it would mean they had fewer people they could detain. They didn't want to rearrange the way they used the detention space because it would have affected the number of people they could detain.
Bernwanger says the court's decision is significant because it places strict and necessary restrictions on ICE's ability to detain people. The judge slammed officials for giving false testimony several times in court and released a large number of detainees after taking a look at their records because they didn't pose a danger or flight risk, which are the only justifications ICE has to detain people in the first place. The court mandated capping the number of detained immigrants for each dormitory at 26, setting aside two dorms for people who tested positive for COVID and improved intake procedures. Francisco Ugarte is managing attorney of the Immigration Defense Unit at the San Francisco Public Defender's Office.
We want and assume the Biden administration will take a very close look at the oppressive and racist immigration detention network that we have in this country, where around 500,000 people are detained each year. Families are systematically separated. If we look at this as divestment from incarceration and investment in communities, one of the primary steps is to end for-profit detention.
Former Mesa detainee Charles Joseph.
Private companies capitalizing on caging our community members. This is not right.
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Karen Argood.